Hello and welcome to another edition of the Ottery Marketing Podcast, live from the NADA Show 2018. My name is Joe Overby and I'm the host of the show, and we are recording right now from the Black Book booth here on the Expo Hall floor. And joining me right now on the show is Jared Kalfas of Black Book. Jared, good to see you again, and thanks for being on the show.
Hey, Joe. Always a pleasure. Hope all's well.
All is great. We're getting ready to head to Canada for our conference, but first we wanted to come to NADA a few days and chat with a bunch of our friends and companies we work with, and it's always good to talk to you folks at Black Book. But I wanted to talk a little bit about the latest product you launched into the history adjusted values.
Right.
For our listeners out there who might not be familiar with it yet, what are some of the big benefits of it, and how it may impact dealers and other folks who use it?
Sure. No, thank you. So at Black Book, we've always kind of pride ourselves on having what we feel is the most accurate valuation. And now we've decided to kind of up that game. And a common theme that you'll hear is that we want to take it from accurate to precise. And so we're incorporating all different kinds of new data to help us get to that more precise value of a vehicle. And one of the key ingredients in that recipe is to be able to get a VIN-specific value on that vehicle. So rather it just be a 2010 Camry with 30,000 miles that's worth $12,500, while that's an accurate value, that's the only information we typically know. Year, make, model, trim, miles. If we incorporate the VIN-specific vehicle history into that, number of owners, number of accidents, severity of the accident, flood, fire, hail, airbag deployment, we're able to actually truly drill down to a specific value on that vehicle. So therefore, it's not just a Camry, it's Joe's Camry.
Yeah.
And how did that work out? So we recently launched a product last fall to our, what we refer to as our direct customers, which are the customers that utilize our Black Book digital app. And then at the beginning of the year, we launched it for our two other lines of business, which are our licensing customers, as we power most of the industry, for our bulk data customers that allow them to gain access to that feature.
And so you mentioned that vehicle history and accident information, et cetera. Where does all that come from?
That's a great question. So we took about a two-year process and vetted out most of the history providers in the space, and ultimately we landed on AutoCheck. So we have a partnership with AutoCheck where they provide us over 1,200 data points on all that vehicle history that's out there. We take that vehicle history in, and we've built models and algorithms around that to add or deduct value depending upon what shows up in that history. So an airbag deployment is worth something different than an accident. A vehicle that is, quote, cherry, one owner, no accidents, you're actually going to see that vehicle's value go up, and we should actually give you credit for that. But multiple owners, multiple accidents, severity of those accidents, we actually see an adjustment down.
Yeah. So how, you mentioned kind of rather than a accurate value, it's a specific value now.
Yeah.
So how do you kind of counterbalance the fact that there's all this volume returning and you're dealing with more used cars? How can dealers sort of, dealers and whomever is needing to utilize your services, able to counterbalance having additional volume with, needing to be more specific?
Yeah, so I actually think that's why it's the right time for this product. With all the supply out there and potentially volatility in the marketplace because of all that additional supply, dealers need to truly analyze those vehicles in greater detail. And as a result, kind of the way that it was done yesterday was that you would use a valuation guide like Black Book while they're either appraising a consumer's vehicle at their lot or they're at an auction appraising that vehicle before they bid on the car. And then they would utilize one of the history guides and they would make a guess. So they would say, okay, according to Black Book, you know, this vehicle's worth $15,000, but now I'm going to pull the auto check, and the auto check has this particular history on it. And it was very subjective. If you and I were both looking at the same vehicle and we pulled the same history report, you might say that there was X dollars worth of adjustment there, and I might have something different. Our theory is that the analytics and the data make that an accurate enhancement. It takes the subjectivity out of it. So if you're a believer in the Black Book, the traditional Black Book value, then you'll be a believer in more of the art and science of this history adjusted valuation. So the more data that's in the marketplace, the more precise our dealers can be, and that affects their profitability. As we know, dealers make and lose their money at the time of acquisition. So they need to truly be precise. What we have found is that we are 31% more precise on the actual value of that vehicle after integrating history adjustment than just a traditional Black Book value. So 31% more.
And so, you know, on the flip side of that wholesale transaction, what are some of the things that Black Book is doing to help the marketers this year and the sellers, you know, who have all this volume, they're trying to wholesale?
Yeah. So through our direct relationships, through our Black Book digital app, we are actually enhancing that app with new features. So History Adjusted was the first one. There is a new, in about 30 days or so, there's a new feature coming out called Black Book Cherry. And Black Book Cherry is what we refer to as an intelligent app. It actually learns. So if you are a wholesaler, if you're a remarketer, if you're a dealer in a certain part of the country, and you want to be notified proactively when a certain vehicle hits your market within 30, 40, 50, 60 miles, you can set that criteria that this vehicle just showed up at this auction or just hit this run list or whatever it is. Black Book Cherry will actually notify you and alert you that that vehicle is there. In addition, it's a smart app. So if it sees that you, a trend that you're always scanning BMWs or scanning Fords or whatever it might be, a 3 Series or a Ford Edge or whatever it might be, it's going to learn and pick that up. But that's a vehicle that you're interested in, and that's a core piece of what your strategy is all about. It will alert you to that, tell you to go to this auction or that auction. That helps the remarketing industry from the auction standpoint. It helps from an efficiency standpoint from the used car manager or the wholesaler, so that they're not constantly searching for things. It's a reminder, so to speak, that this just showed up, is here. Do you want to go get it?
Yeah.
And so those two things are really going to help the industry, again, get more precise, but also become more efficient.
What are, looking at the challenges remarketers face, what are some of the top challenges that they're seeing, you know, to their overall profitability?
I think that it starts with acquiring the vehicle at the right price. Again, that's really where you make your money. I think it's determining what inventory you should have. How to merchandise that vehicle, how long to keep it. So we've been spending a lot of time really enhancing our residual values. And those residual values are now not just your traditional 24, 36, 48. We do 1 month, 2 month, 3 month, 4 month type of residuals. So the dealer can say, hey, I've got a 60-day turn time, a 90-day turn time. Here's what that vehicle will do in the short term. And a vehicle loses its value. It's almost like a melting ice cream cone. Every day it sits there, you're losing some value. So utilizing data, again, you'll hear a theme here, utilizing data, whether it's a VIN-specific value, whether it's a short-term residual, incorporating that into your overall remarketing strategy and inventory management for dealers is key for profitability.
Well, that's going to do it for this edition of the Auto Remarketing Podcast. Jared, thank you so much
for
being on the
Enjoyed
show.
Enjoyed it.
Always good to see you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you. Well, for Nick Zulovich and our entire Auto Remarketing crew, I'm Joe Overby, and we'll catch you next time.